It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
That these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. The words of assassinated US President Abraham Lincoln in what was his famous Gettysburg Address of 1863 might well be as relevant today for Barbadians as it was for Americans closing off one of the most costly periods of their history, the Civil War. Barbadian and Caribbean citizens begin a new year with the need to influence young and old alike with Christian values such as love and respect, and looking out for your neighbor, giving back, on the heels of a 2024 when gun violence, particularly involving the youth, has become a deep concern. There will be more hopelessness for the homeless. Farmers will be hoping for a turnaround in their financial fortunes, that basic commodities such as eggs, milk, and bread will be available at prices and available to feed the most vulnerable children and adults in society, that there will be less talk and more innovation, action, and implementation, that perhaps we have had enough research and the good intentions and work of the Ministry of People, Empowerment, and Social Welfare will bear fruit. As we listen to the people's discussion and this reflected on the planned amalgamation of the various welfare departments to provide a more efficient delivery of services, we pondered, where is the money going to come from to pay for enhanced services? Can we continue to pay for development with debt? If the United States cannot continue to build up its $35 trillion debt, further by printing money, which can only lead to a wicked rise in cost of living, then where is the money and productivity and support for sustainable enterprise in the face of imported inflation and subsidized foreign products, some of questionable health going to come from? Will there be education reform that teaches children and the youth about money? The new economy, where disruptive technologies such as generative artificial intelligence and rigorous self-education provide opportunities that rote do not. Reading, memorizing, and regurgitation accurately is not where the new financial opportunities are, but in learning to earn and produce new goods and services fit for the times. That informal education is as valuable as, or perhaps more valuable than, formal education. As a pastor said on Older's Night, we cannot put our trust entirely in government, but in God. Government of the people, by the people, and for the people, however, does assume a responsibility by government for the people in these trying times when we do not know when the next storm or hurricane will occur and with what effects. Can we afford to continue to dismiss the new opportunities of a marriage between technology and money? Is it time to move from sugarcane to some other chain? And can we as Caribbean citizens afford to not invest in our own education and perhaps a change in mindset? One of our New Year wishes is to focus a bit more on scams. And we at Blockchain Business have already moved to strengthen our ties within the Caribbean to keep you informed of these dregs of society. So stay tuned to Blockchain Business in 2025, every Friday and Monday at 5 p.m. on The Voice of Barbados. News and analysis on the world of money, finance, and technology you will not get anywhere else.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.